that we had to start the fires with.
What about them? Sometimes they'd take a big piece of wood, a real big piece, and set that sort of toward the back of the fire, and maybe it would burn all night long?
The back log.
Okay. You are familiar with the wood fire then?
A little bit. After all, I read a little bit too.
Where was Butte exactly?
Butte is about 40 miles to the east of Natchez, and it was a lumber town.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. You taught there for a year?
I taught there 1 year. It was a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Talking about things that you'd have in a house, the thing that I'm sitting in.
Call that an armchair.
Okay. What about the thing you're sitting on?
Well, we call it a sofa.
Any other name?
No, we didn't use any other name. We just spoke of it as a sofa.
Mm-hmm. Were there different...
I'm talking about a long time ago.
Uh-huh. What would people call it now?
Well, sometimes they call it a love seat, a smaller one than this. Sometimes it's I don't know, but we always call it a sofa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What might you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Oh, an armor.
Now what?
And we pronounced it armor, just as if it were A-R-M-O-R. That is the French, A-R-M-O-I-R-E, armoire, which is a large cabinet, usually with two doors. Mm-hmm. And there are two varieties. One of them has a hang-up side and shelves, and the other one has shelves, just shelves.
Mm-hmm. The other one you can't hang your clothes up in?
No. No. There's one kind that you can't. The gentleman's armor was always just the shelves. Mm-hmm. So I've understood.
Mm-hmm. What else besides the armor?
To keep your clothes in. Mm-hmm. All right, a bureau.
What was that like?
B-U-R-E-A-U, a bureau. It's what you call, often called a dresser nowadays.
Dressing table. Did it have a mirror to it?
It had a mirror and drawers. Mm-hmm. And was usually about 4 feet, I guess. Mm-hmm. The top, about 4 feet by a foot and a half wide. Mm-hmm. And the drawers, of course, were the same size inside.
How tall?
The part under the mirror usually like this high.
About four,
yeah, like that. Yes, about 4 feet.
What else? Anything else?
Closet, maybe. Maybe a closet.
That's built
but
in.
Very few built-in closets.
Was there anything similar to this armor that?
That bookcase out there would look something like an armor. It's not an armor, but that would look like one, except the doors, of course, would be solid. Mm-hmm. And there could be those two drawers that are there underneath the armor.
I'm thinking something like a chiffon robe or wardrobe.
Yes, but we never use the word chiffon robe.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know the difference, but it is like that, just a cabinet in which you can put clothes. Mm-hmm. And wardrobe we used occasionally, but not often.
Now what was a wardrobe?
The same thing as an armor.
That's
just a later name.
Uh-huh.
But in my youth we never said wardrobe. Mm-hmm. We always said the armor. Look in the armor for it.
If you think that, maybe a certain word has changed. Since I'd be interested in.
Well, I'd be interested in telling you if I could.
I'm not familiar at all with armor. That's a new word.
You're not familiar? This is the first time you've met armor?
I've seen the word in print, but it's the...
But you've seen it printed A-R-M-O-I-R-E, haven't you? Well, all right, that's French. Because that's the French, and in this part of the country at the time that I grew up, no one said armoire like the French, but armor. Because it was careless speech, perhaps. But it was speech that was used. Oh, yes, I must tell you about the poet. We